SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Israel and Iran continue trading heavy blows, with energy infrastructure taking a hit.
Iran's war with Israel has spread across the Gulf, raising fresh fears about global oil supplies. On Friday, Kuwait said Iranian drones struck the Mina al-Almadi refinery in two waves and sparked a fire. And Dubai reported heavy explosions as air defenses intercepted incoming fire. Then Bahrain, shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. Saudi Arabia also reported shooting down drones. For its part, Israel says it started new strikes on Iran, and people in Israel heard sirens. Oil prices surged, and Iran's tightened pressure on shipping through Hormuz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu dismisses claims that Israel dragged President Trump into the war.
Does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? Come on. President Trump always makes his decisions on what he thinks is good for America, and may I add, I think what is also good for future generations.
That tax refund you're counting on may already be spoken for.
Economists from the Stanford Institute for Economic Policy Research report that the average U.S. household will spend an additional $740 on gas this year because of the jump in the global oil prices following the attack on Iran. If that estimate holds true, it would gobble up nearly all of the additional money people are slated to collect in tax refunds this year. That's according to the research.
Correspondent Bill Alexander, AAA's national average for a gallon of gas, $3.91, and that's up 3 cents from yesterday's price. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 143 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index off 157. The S&P is down 26 points. This is SRN News. What do Americans consider immoral?
In a wide-ranging new poll, the Pew Research Center reveals that a married person having an affair is the behavior that the highest number of people condemn as morally wrong, 90%. A slim majority, 52%, say viewing pornography is immoral. But a strong majority of Americans see no moral problem with assisted suicide, homosexuality, gambling, smoking pot, or getting a divorce. Abortion is a nearly even split. Michael Harrington reporting.
For many U.S. Jews, following current events these days can be emotionally draining. There is widely shared anger at the upsurge of attacks targeting their communities and deep divisions within those communities between liberals and conservatives over whether to support various policies and actions by Israel. Rabbi Rick Jacobs, president of the Union for Reform Judaism, says to hold American Jews accountable for the actions of any foreign government is a dangerous double standard. This is SRN News. New survey shows that many Americans enrolled in Obamacare last year struggle with higher health care costs.
Findings from the health care research nonprofit KFF come 3 months after the expiration of enhanced tax credits that had offset most enrollees' monthly premiums. The poll of more than 1,000 of last year's ACA enrollees finds that more than half of those who re-enrolled are looking for ways to cut their spending. That includes cutting back on food and other household basics to afford health care costs. The poll also finds that 1 in 10 of last year's ACA enrollees dropped health insurance entirely. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Senate's Republican leadership is endorsing Congressman Kevin Hern to succeed Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, should Mullen be confirmed as the next Homeland Security Secretary. Senate Majority Leader Thune calls Hern a proven conservative leader. President Trump also backs Hern. More details, SRNNews.com.